food. It was pleasurable to the eyes and desirable to make one wise. She had not tasted it. All that description was in her imagination. She ate it. How did she know it was sweet? In her imagination. Because Satan said, God didn't tell you the whole truth. When you eat it, your eyes will be opened. You will become like God. You will become like, what a deception. Because then I ask people, who were they like in the first place? They were like God already. It was a deception. It is when you do this that you will become. I am already. The doing is to manifest who I am. I love the I am statements of Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I and my Father are one. Period. So it is not when the millions enter your account that you become a millionaire. It is when God says you're a millionaire, shows you the new you. That's when you became the millionaire. Then the millions have no choice but to enter your account. A vision turns you into a magnet. You attract the material equivalent of that vision. A vision turns you into a magnet. Jesus said in the parable of the sower, the seed that fell by the wayside, he said, the God came at doors. As soon as the word is sown, Satan cometh immediately and taketh it. That's it. Satan knows that when you ask for 1 million naira, they don't spend money in heaven. They don't spend naira in heaven. Whatever currency they have there is what they will give you. Like I explained to people, you ask your brother in America to give you 1 million naira. They don't spend naira in America. They spend dollars. Your brother will give you dollars, the equivalent of 1 million naira, because the dollar is a convertible currency. Am I right? When you ask God for 1 million, they don't print naira in heaven. He gives you the currency of heaven. And the currency of heaven is revelation. And revelation is convertible currency. John chapter 1 verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Revelation is convertible currency. Ooh. So, many Christians have missed the answers to their prayers. They were looking for the material. God was giving them vision, giving a simple instruction. They missed it. This season, if you lost anything before, the days of recovery are here. Yeah. Somebody here will sleep. You will be amazed. By the time you wake up, you will smile out of your sleep. You will be happy. Heaven will leverage the dreams of the night to show you the future, like it did for Joseph, like it did for Daniel, like it did for Paul the Apostle. The days of being oppressed in the dream, those days are over, banished forever for someone here. By the blood of the covenant, Satan is banished from your imagination. The greatest fight you will fight ever as a believer will be fought in the realm of imagination. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. A mighty true God to pull down strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. Casting down what? Imaginations. I declare in the name of Jesus, every structure erected in our imagination by our culture, I mean natural African culture, those structures are destroyed. I prophesy that the Spirit of God, by revelation, will build new structures. Mental structures for dominion. Yes. Mental structures for abundance. Yes. Mental structures for victory. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. In your family, you will be the new definition. Yes. For wealth. Yes. For many generations to come, if Jesus tarries, you will be a reference point. Yes. The days of being ignored for someone, those days are over forever. Yes. Before, when someone mentioned your name, say, don't mind him. Now, they will mind you. Yes. They will mind you. Because heaven will use you to pay their house rent. Yes. Pay children's school fees. Yes. They will mind you now. Because you will not speak empty words anymore. You will speak what you hear. You will speak what you see. After some time, they will realize the things you say come to pass. They will respect you. You are anointed a prophet. Not only to your family, but to your generation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you show up, demonic activities will be paralyzed. I declare in the name of Jesus, the next 1 year for you will be exciting. I particularly see somebody, what will surprise you is how money will come to you. You will be wondering, was it this easy? How about all the time that I struggled and struggled and struggled? I'm just seeing somebody's story like that here. By the end of this year, when you look at your account, is it this easy? Exactly, yes. Because from here on, you will see. And then you will do. And then miracles will happen. So Jesus was very strategic. It is not everything that he did. It is not everywhere that he went. The tough part to it, they told his cousin that ordained him into ministry, John the Baptist, was in prison. And sent to him. Jesus didn't go. See, that's how delicate it is when you become keyed in to heaven's agenda. You don't run sentiment. And every African needs to be delivered from that. He's my brother. So what? He's my sister. Mm-hmm. Is it heaven's agenda? Jesus didn't go. Your friend Lazarus is sick. He is close to die. John 11. He said, this sickness, this storm is not unto death, but that the Son of Man should be glorified thereby. There is something God will do out of this scenario, out of this situation, that will bring glory. With them. When he got heaven's signal, he went. He said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. He said, leave that one. I saw resurrection. I saw him coming back to life. Somebody's business here is coming back to life. Dead marriage, dead relationships coming back to life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where you walk, they will listen to you now. Somebody's season of rapid promotion is here. Like it was for Joseph. His title on the outside was slave. That was not his title on the inside. He did palace class work in Potiphar's house. He was not an employee. He was Potiphar's property. Potiphar bought him from the market. That was his title outside. That was not his title inside. On the outside, I'm a Nigerian. On the inside, I'm not. I'm bigger than that. I'm a citizen of heaven's kingdom. I belong to a higher government. I have a superior citizenship. I don't run my life based on my Nigerianness. I'm higher than that. And it is only people like that that can help Nigeria out of where she is. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ. This season, I said, you will see yourself the way you never saw yourself before. And as you interact with people, heaven will open your eyes. You will see people the way nobody ever saw them before. You will see the pauper. You will see the billionaire. And when you speak out what heaven is showing you, heaven will back up your words. When you pray for people, the gifts of the Spirit will be activated in your life. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom. You will be a problem solver, solution provider, an asset to your generation. The days of being a liability for someone, those days are over forever. They used to see you and run away. Now they'll be looking for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The next 1 year, I prophesy massive turnaround in someone's life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and give him some praise. Give him some thanks. Tell him you believe his word. Blessed is she that has believed. For there shall be a performance of those things that were told her. Your response is believe. Lord, tell him, Lord, I believe. I believe that it will be as you told me. I believe that it will be just as you told me. Speak the word. I commit to do your word, whether it is convenient or not. I commit to do your word, whether it is convenient or not. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Every step that you take from here is a step into fulfillment of prophecy. In Jesus' name.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Make it strong.